as I see it, the behaviour of the average person is stupid. Some people are more stupid, some people less stupid. Some people take crack, some people take milder drugs, some people smoke, some people have alcohol, some people are in hopeless relations, working in a job that's killing them. People are stupid. So you say, what is the motivation? If you're going in unconditionally, what's the motivation? If I put a hot brick in your hand, you don't decide whether you're going to drop it or not. Gone. Sit with your misery enough. Do you want to stay there? Is that what you want? If there's a possible alternative from somebody who's come through that and said, this is not only what I see, but every single person that wakes up, that lives in this radiance, they all say exactly the same thing. All of them, none of them. So at the core, they all say the same thing. Unconditional awareness. Different ways of saying it, different approaches, but they say the same thing. If you are happy where you are, stay where you are. But if you're not happy, try something else, try something else, try something else. And it can be, if you like, not to be somewhere else, but not to be where you are. If you try to put a golf ball into a Coca-Cola bottle, it's not going to work. It doesn't matter how many times you try. It's not going to go in. Yet most people do the same thing, the same way, with the same people, in the same place, all their lives, and keep complaining that they're not happy, or they're not rich, or they don't have the relationship they want, but they keep doing the same thing all the time. Now, if you're happy to be doing that, then just go on doing. But it's stupid to complain, to try and put a golf ball into a bottle. It won't go, it won't go, it won't go. Try something else, a bigger bottle or a smaller ball, anything. Try anything else. Now, you say, so I'm suggesting you try something even although it might not work. But if it's worked for the person that's telling you, then it's worth a try. If it's somebody who's telling you about a theory or a possibility, but it hasn't worked for them, don't bother with them. Listen to see if there's something there. But if it's worked for somebody, listen to Buddha, listen to Mahavira, listen to that guy we were just listening to, Anthony DeMello. Listen to Anita Muraji. Listen to these people and read it and read it and read it and listen and listen and listen and see if you can pick up, because it's happened to them. They're vibrating at that frequency. Listen to what they're saying. If you're going to read anything, if you're going to listen to anything, if you're going to do anything, listen to people that seem to you to be more awake than you are, more free than you are, more happy than you are. And then experiment with what they're saying. And of course, they're saying an impossible thing. They're saying, want it with every cell of your body and do absolutely nothing about it, except be with what is. Here, now. This is it. Take no thought of tomorrow. Also the same thing. Your mind's saying, well, I did that last week. It happens in an instant when you're with exactly what is in this moment. It includes if you've still got this habit or that habit or you've done this or you've done... It includes all those things and say, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Yes, that's right, I do behave like that. Yes, I have done that. Yes, I do still want that. Yes, 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 yes. So this happening, this awakening, this realization, this waking up is... in this very moment, just the way it is. When you say you don't have the knack, you do have the knack, but you're not in touch with it, because you're saying, I want this knack because I don't want to be the way I am. And I'm saying the knack is to be the way you are. And of course, you don't want to be the way you are if it's uncomfortable. But it's not just me. It's, as I hear it, almost everybody that wakes up says the same thing. It's being with what is just the way it is. And you're saying, if I'm just the way it is, then I'll wake up. Well, you probably will, but not if you've got that demand. You are the way you are in this moment. And then we get into the abstract, you see, but only in this dimension. In another dimension, you're already awake. You've lost the link. You're already awake. Everybody's already awake. Thou art that, kingdom of God is within. Lost the knack. So what I hear you saying in effect is, everybody really needs a different message because everybody's different. And it's true, everyone is unique. And that's why I'm saying in sharing, we need to get clear in ourselves what we need to share, but then tune into the other person to see what's appropriate for them. So you were just talking about being able to hear pitch when a tone is on pitch or not. And some people can do that and some people can't, and different degrees. Some people have perfect pitch. I feel that everything can be developed. At one time, Claire had no pitch at all, none, none whatsoever. And then we were in Hong Kong, we bought her a guitar, and she started to get it. You were saying if somebody's colorblind, and then you'd think, oh, well, if you're colorblind, but you see... people who've had broken spines and have been told there is no possibility you will ever walk again are walking. So I feel as though everything is possible for everyone, that what we call material is not what we think it is. It's not a solid. Everything is a frequency, is a vibration, and can change by just by attitudes. And... it is easier for some people than others. They have more of an aptitude. Some people can sit in meditation quite easily, and some people find it impossible because their mind becomes so busy as soon as they sit down. And it might not be appropriate for those people to sit. It might be appropriate for them to do working meditations or something else or something else. But when it comes down to it, it is all about being in the moment. I don't see a way around just being in the moment, whatever the moment is. And as I say, quite possibly it's easier for some people than others. And if you're listening to this, it's an absolute possibility. because you wouldn't be listening to this if you hadn't already reached a certain level of awakening, a certain level of consciousness. Unfortunately, there isn't really an excuse. It is possible for everyone. Easier for some, not so easy for others. And I just want to say again, this thing that's impossible to say, it's you are already awake. What you would like to happen to you has already happened. But you're living in a reality where you don't realize that. And what is the barrier between you and the state you want to be in is your demand not to be in the state you're in. When you accept unconditionally, totally, exactly where and how you are, that is the other state. The other state is being with what is.